from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Attorney General goes to Orlando.
It is indeed a cruel irony that a community that is defined almost exclusively by whom they love is so often a target of hate.
The words of U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch as she visited Orlando, Florida Tuesday, 9 days after what she called a shattering attack at a gay nightclub.
But the message of Orlando goes far beyond one night of unspeakable terror. The message of Orlando that I have seen today and what the American people have seen in the wake of this horrific assault is a message of determination to remove hatred and intolerance from our midst, to live our lives freely and without fear, and to stay true to the principles of liberty, justice, and equality that define America at our best.
Lynch told the city's devastated gay community, "We stand with you in the light." She also announced a $1 million emergency grant to help Florida law enforcement pay for overtime costs related to the shooting. A British man was arrested Saturday in Las Vegas for what the Secret Service says was an attempt to kill Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. A complaint filed Monday in federal court says Michael Stephen Sanford drove across the country last week to attend a Trump rally at the Treasure Island Casino, where he tried to grab a gun from the holster of a Las Vegas police officer who was providing security. This is Julie Debnan, whose son grew up with Michael Stephen Sanford in England.
I think he had a lot of low esteem, and I still think he's got low esteem. He needs help rather than, going to prison, basically.
Sanford told authorities he'd never fired a gun before last Friday when he went to a Las Vegas gun range to learn how to shoot. This is VOA News. Hours after claiming responsibility for kidnapping 27 passengers in southern Afghanistan, the Taliban announced late Tuesday that it had freed all but six of the abductees. The latest incident of mass kidnapping happened early in the day in rest of Helmand province, where Afghan security forces have been battling the insurgents to reverse recent battlefield losses. According to the head of the Provincial Transportation Department, Abdul Ghafur Tokhi, the heavily armed men stopped some 14 vehicles and abducted the passengers. He told VOA that the freed passengers were allowed to resume their journey on a main highway. He said he did not know the ethnicities of those involved. Afghan officials have not commented on the latest development. The words of the young Yazidi woman echoed through the silent Senate hearing room, onlookers and grizzled lawmakers wrapped in attention. Without hesitation, Najah Murad told them how in August of 2014, Islamic State fighters attacked Sinjar, killing her mother and six of her brothers in a single day, and ended life as she knew it. She was 19 years old. Through an interpreter, she told of being raped and sold and abused, but still considering herself lucky because girls of nine were raped as well. She spoke of how she learned to live 1 hour at a time, treasuring every minute she was not sold or raped by another IS fighter. And she spoke of how after her first attempt at an escape, she was gang-raped as a punishment, and she told them how she finally made it to safety with the help of a family in Mosul. The International Criminal Court has sentenced former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba to 18 years in prison for leading a campaign of rape and murder in neighboring Central African Republic. Lisa Bryant has more for VOA from Paris.
The chamber sentences Mr. Bemba.
Presiding Judge Sylvia Steiner read out the sentence at the end of the short hearing as Jean-Pierre Bemba listened intently. The former Congolese vice president was convicted by the International Criminal Court in March of war crimes and crimes against humanity for his troops' brutal campaign in Central African Republic in 2002 and 2003.
Mr. Bemba's failure to take action was deliberately aimed at encouraging the attack directed against the civilian population and directly contributed to the continuation and further commission of crimes.
The prosecution had asked for a minimum 25-year sentence. His defense team says he will appeal. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The explosion of a car bomb on Syria's border with Jordan that killed six Jordanian troops and wounded 14 other people is raising fears that violence in Syria is spreading to its neighbors. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.